The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning. Welcome. And so this week, what I'm titled, kind of mindfulness of mind, is not the same as what we did some weeks ago with, we did the third foundation of mindfulness, where that was also mindfulness of mind. It's a mindfulness of mind is kind of like a little, sometimes used these days as a, almost synonymous with mindfulness of awareness. It has other meanings as well. But the ability to notice awareness, not just the objects of awareness, is one of the great delights that can come along with this practice. And it's also very helpful for kind of feeling your way to freedom, freedom from clinging to the objects of awareness. And so there's a kind of a paradigm shift that goes on in meditation. And it's a little bit like this, that, or very much like this, is starting to become aware of the silence of awareness, or the spaciousness, the vast space of awareness, or the stillness of awareness. And these are kind of metaphors, so it's not exactly, we are kind of experiencing it, but we don't want to make it into something too solid or fixed ideas. But for example, when you taste a strawberry, and it's the tasting on the tongue is very distinct from the idea of strawberry, the ideas of liking the strawberry, the taste is, the tasting has no words as part of the tasting. The words come as a response to the taste. And so sometimes when we really want to taste something well, we even close our eyes, we reduce our senses, and we even let the thinking mind become quiet so we can really sense what's happening. The tasting is silent, but the mind might not be. There might be immediately a cascade of thoughts about wanting more strawberries. When we see, the seeing itself is silent. The words and stories, ideas in the mind are secondary. They come after the seeing, but the seeing itself happens in silence. If you spend a cold day and that maybe working hard outdoors, and you come home and take a warm bath, and really want to feel the wonderfulness of the warm bath, and really let it soak in and relax. The sensations of the body, the relaxation, the warmth, the comfort, the sensing there in the body is silent of chatter, of thoughts, of ideas. And there again, if you want to really feel this, the the pleasure, the comfort, the relaxation of the bath, you might even kind of put aside all your thoughts and concerns for a few moments and just really luxuriate in the silence of it, the silent mind. So there is this paradigm shift where we are capable in meditation to also sense and feel things in silence. It's also possible to be aware by thinking about it, by having cognition and thoughts and labels, recognitions, oh, this is warmth, this is a strawberry. And this is also, this in a simple way, this is also part of mindfulness. But mindfulness of awareness is closer to being aware of the silence in which we're aware. the space in which we're aware, the stillness in which we're aware. And it's a radical shift from being concerned with the content of our thoughts, with the things we're thinking about or things we are aware of. So even if you're aware of your body, there's a shift to not only being aware of the sensations, but being aware of the awareness that is aware, an awareness which is coterminous with stillness, with silence, with spaciousness. So I hope this makes some sense, and if not, don't worry about it. Except that it might be good to file this away, because someday it might be relevant. So to assume a meditation posture, and to relax your gaze, lower your gaze, and to gently close your eyes. And to appreciate the sensations of your body, whatever they might be, and how the body experiences them silently. The body is not a thought. The body feels and senses. And to gently take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And relax, let go as you exhale. And to then let your breathing return to normal. And become aware of the silent way in which the body senses breathing. In and of itself, there's no thoughts in the lungs, in the diaphragm, in the belly. But there are sensations that maybe become a little bit more vivid when the thinking mind becomes quiet. Or more vivid as we feel the silence around those sensations. And then as you exhale, to relax some more throughout your body, wherever it feels good to relax. Relax and soften. Relaxing your thinking mind. Softening the pressure, the tension associated with thinking. Gently as you exhale, allowing the agitation of thinking to settle down. Is there a silent way of noticing thinking? A silent knowing or sensing the mind involved in its thoughts? And then again, feeling your breathing. And perhaps a silent awareness of breathing. Silent that's free of wanting and not wanting anything. Silent from ideas of time, before and after. The silence that allows us to just sense, feel the breathing of the moment. And if you feel any silence, quietness, that silence is inseparable from a certain kind of awareness, a silent awareness, the silent knowing that's receptive. It has space for breathing to arise within. And the practice is the meeting of the breathing and the silent awareness. And as the thinking mind gets quieter and more focused, each of these becomes more vivid. The breathing becomes more vivid in the body, and the awareness that silently is aware of breathing becomes more vivid too. The meeting of these two, breathing and awareness. Stay there. Let the rhythm of breathing keep you connected to awareness. Like the waves on the ocean wash up across the sandy shore, back and forth. Sometimes our attention is directed. Sometimes attention is receptive. When there's a lot of thinking, a lot of desires and efforts to do, attention tends to be directed. But sometimes it's nice to meet our friends, our family, our neighbors, strangers, with a receptive awareness. One that's not carrying a lot of judgments, ideas, bias, history. Maybe even an awareness that's a little bit silent of thoughts. Just present, open, available to feel, to sense, to be aware in kind of silent awareness of another person, of others. Sometimes that's a way of experiencing others more fully without the limitations of our preconceived ideas. It's respectful of others to be receptive of how they are on their own terms rather than coming with our preconceived ideas. And may it be that this practice that we do fosters this kind of respect, the respect that we allow people to be themselves, at least until we've taken them in, the fullness of who they are, in a receptive awareness, maybe even a kind of silent awareness, silent of agendas. And maybe it's in this fuller awareness of others that our care is born. Our love, our generosity, our kindness. And maybe our kindness is transmitted more fully in a mind that's not filled with preconceived ideas. A mind that is quieter and receptive. May it be that through this meditation practice that we have a more vivid awareness of others. And in doing so, may we contribute to their welfare and happiness. May we contribute to the welfare and happiness of the whole world. May it be that this meditation practice we do supports the happiness, safety, peace, and freedom of others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free.